Hey guys, it's Scott Miller, men's sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Expert. We receive so many calls and letters from listeners about ways to improve bedroom performance. Here's Michelle in Denver about an amazing experience she had with her husband.
My husband has struggled in the bedroom for the last few years. It's a sensitive subject that most guys just don't want to admit or talk about. Recently, we were on vacation, and I remember hearing you recommend Noxitril, the natural male enhancement pill that works to increase blood flow fast, like Viagra on steroids. Well, I begged him to try Noxitril, and he did. All I can say is, thank you, Noxitril. He's back.
Michelle, glad you and your husband tried Noxitril. No prescription, no side effects, and it's guaranteed. And right now, Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril, call 800-993-0840. 800-993-0840. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-993-0840. 800-993-0840.
The defense chief has just been fired over a leak that left the Trump administration unhappy.
Prime Minister Theresa May firing her defense secretary Gavin Williamson following a leak from the UK's National Security Council, which revealed that Britain is set to allow Chinese tech firm Huawei to build part of a new telecoms network. American officials later warned that move could impact US-UK intelligence sharing. 10 Downing Street says the Prime Minister has lost confidence in Williamson's ability to do his job. He had denied involvement.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. The U.S. suspects Huawei of possibly helping the Chinese government to spy. A judge in Florida says video surveillance from police busts to two massage parlors cannot be used in prosecuting prostitution charges against alleged patrons in cases similar to one involving New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The judge in this case says detectives did not follow rules to minimize surveillance of non-criminal activity. But this judge's decision is independent of whatever the judge in a neighboring county decides in Kraft's case. A famous shipwreck is now on Google Maps.
From the Titanic movie to a traveling exhibit featuring artifacts from the doomed ship.
I'm flying! Jack!
The tragedy of the RMS Titanic continues to capture interest more than 100 years after its sinking. Now Google Maps coordinates reveal the exact location of the wreck site some 12,000 feet below the North Atlantic. The coordinates also show just how close Titanic was to its final destination. The massive ship went down on its maiden voyage from Britain's Southampton to New York City April 14, 1912, killing more than 1,500 passengers and crew. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Again, the Fed's decision just in, leaving a key interest rate unchanged. The Dow is now up 45 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. We're expecting a call in this hour from Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman in District 22. We'll get a chance to visit with her because we are into week 13. I looked at the calendar, and we're down to about 5 weeks left in the legislative session. And right now, to date, not a lot has gone on. One thing that is going on, even as we speak, William Barr is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I want you to listen to Lindsey Graham. This is cut 8. Because Lindsey Graham talked about one of the issues that the Judiciary Committee is going to take up in very short order after being done with the Mueller report. They are going to embark on an investigation of the Hillary Clinton campaign, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and others that essentially initiated the Mueller investigation. Let's go to cut 8, talking about Peter Strzok. He was the FBI agent. Peter Strzok was the Department of Justice. Lisa Page was a DOJ attorney. And both were instrumental in getting this investigation going. This was Lindsey Graham, though. This was a part of his opening statement.
These are the people that made a decision that Clinton didn't do anything wrong, and that counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign was warranted. We're going to, in a bipartisan way, I hope, deal with Russia. But when the Mueller report is put to bed, and it soon will be, this committee is going to look long and hard at how this all started. We're going to look at the FISA warrant process. Did Russia provide Christopher Steele the information about Trump that turned out to be garbage that was used to get a warrant on an American citizen? And if so, how did the system fail? Was there a real effort between Papadopoulos and anybody in Russia to use the Clinton emails stole by the Russians, or was that thought planted in his mind? I don't know, but we're going to look. And I can tell you this, if you change the names, y'all would want to look too. Everything I just said, just substitute Clinton for Trump and see what all these people with cameras would be saying out here about this. As to cooperation in the Clinton investigation, I told you what the Trump people did. I'll tell you a little bit about what the Clinton people did. There was a protective order for the server issued by the House, and there was a request by the State Department to preserve all the information on the server. Paul Cambetta, after having the protective order, used a software program called BleachBit to wipe this email server clean. Has anybody ever heard of Paul Cambetta? No. Under a protective order from the House to preserve the information, under a request from the State Department to preserve the information on the server, he used a BleachBit program to wipe it clean. What happened to him? Nothing. 18 devices possessed by Secretary Clinton she used to do business as secretary. How many of them were turned over to the FBI? None. Two of them couldn't be turned over because Judith Casper took a hammer and destroyed two of them. What happened to her? Nothing. So the bottom line is, we're about to hear from Mr. Barr the results of a 2-year investigation into the Trump campaign, all things Russia, the actions the president took before and after the campaign, $25 million, 40 FBI agents. I appreciate very much what Mr. Mueller did for the country. I have read most of the report. For me, it is over.
And I think for most of the American people, it's over. Now, let's move on to Hillary. Maybe we should lock her up. Maybe we should lock up Paul Gambetta or Judith Casper. Maybe that's what needs to happen. Now the big thing about the hearings today revolves around, I guess, the one unanswered question from the Mueller report. And that is essentially, was there obstruction of justice on the part of the president? Let's go to cut 10. And in my mind, I don't think there's any question of what the answer is when you listen to William Barr. William Barr is the attorney general, and he is the one, along with DOJ attorneys, who made the decision that there was no criminal offense. And thus there was no obstruction of justice. This is William Barr just an hour or so ago testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
As you know, Volume 2 of his report dealt with obstruction, and the special counsel considered whether certain actions of the president could amount to obstruction. He decided not to reach a conclusion. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses. Now, we first heard that the special counsel's decision not to decide the obstruction issue at the March 5th meeting when he came over to the department, and we were frankly surprised that they were not going to reach a decision on obstruction. And we asked them a lot about the reasoning behind this and the basis for this. Special Counsel Mueller stated three times to us in that meeting, in response to our questioning, that he emphatically was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction. He said that in the future, the facts of a case against the president might be such that a special counsel would recommend abandoning the OLC opinion, but this is not such a case. We did not understand exactly why the special counsel was not reaching a decision. And when we pressed him on it, he said that his team was still formulating the explanation. Once we heard that the special counsel was not reaching a conclusion on obstruction, the deputy and I discussed and agreed that the department had to reach a decision. We had the responsibility to assess the evidence as set forth in the report and to make the judgment. I say this because the special counsel was appointed to carry out the investigative and prosecutorial functions of the department and to do it as part of the Department of Justice. The powers he was using, including the power of using a grand jury and using compulsory process, exist for that purpose, the function of the Department of Justice in this arena, which is to determine whether or not there has been criminal conduct. It's a binary decision. Is there enough evidence to show a crime? And do we believe a crime has been committed? We don't conduct criminal investigations just to collect information and put it out to the public. We do so to make a decision. And here we thought there was an additional reason, which is this was a very public investigation. And we had made clear that the results of the investigation were going to be made public. And the deputy and I felt that the evidence developed by the special counsel was not sufficient to establish that the president committed a crime. And therefore, it would be irresponsible and unfair for the department to release a report without stating the department's conclusions, and thus leave it hanging as to whether the department considered there had been criminal conduct. So the Deputy Attorney General and I conducted a careful review of the report with our staffs and legal advisors. And while we disagreed with some of the legal theories and felt that many of the episodes discussed in the report would not constitute obstruction as a matter of law, we didn't rest our decision on that. We took each of the 10 episodes and we assessed them against the analytical framework that had been set forth by the special counsel. And we concluded that the evidence developed during the special counsel's investigation was not sufficient to establish that the president committed committed an obstruction of justice offense.
That, to me, is the answer I was looking for. It's the question I know that a lot of Americans were asking. Well, you know, they let him off the hook on collusion, but they kind of deferred judgment to the attorney general on obstruction of justice. Well, there you have it. That's the answer. That is the answer for obstruction of justice. They could not make a reasonable case that you could take into a court of law. End of story. But not for the Democrats. One other issue, and it's kind of a holdover from earlier in the week. Remember earlier in the week, we brought you the clip of Bernie Sanders, who said that he wants, and in fact, he was asked this last week at a town hall, and we brought you that exchange, where they said it was, I guess they were having a town hall in New Hampshire. And some college students said, you mean, do you really want to let convicted felons vote from prison? Do you really want the Boston Marathon bomber to be able to vote? When we come back, a member of the Republican leadership in the House, they're in the minority, talked last night on Fox News about why Bernie Sanders is so incredibly wrong on the idea of letting felons from jail vote. You know, Bernie Sanders saying, well, we don't want suppression of the vote, but I would think you would want to suppress people that are mass murderers. The Boston Marathon bomber, as an example. Folks that are guilty of murder and rape, I would think suppressing that vote would be okay, but not for Democrats. No. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above,
Give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said,
you remember back. I'm trying to think. It was earlier this week, and we also did a little clip on it from a town hall with Bernie Sanders last week. And in it, he was questioned about his policy, his proposed policy, of letting convicted felons in prison, currently in prison, to vote. Now, in a lot of jurisdictions, once you are convicted of a felony, you are denied your right to vote. You have forfeited that right. You get a misdemeanor, all bets are off. You're fine. Vote. Be my guest. But in this particular case, felons, the worst of the worst, and I'm not talking about, you know, bank embezzling or things like that, or white-collar crimes or anything like that. I'm talking about murder. I'm talking about rape. I'm talking about incest. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff. Do you want those people voting? Bernie Sanders says yes. And Steve Scalise, who is the Republican whip in the House, remember he was the one that was shot? And a lot of people thought he was going to die on that baseball field in suburban Washington. But he has recovered and he's back. He was on Fox last night, and he talked about why Bernie Sanders is so incredibly wrong about letting felons in prison vote.
At a time when the Republican Party and Donald Trump are working overtime to suppress the vote, to make it harder for people of color, we have got to make it clear, in my view, that if you are an American citizen, even if you do something terrible, we cannot take away your right to vote, whether you're in jail or whether you left jail. Clearly, what Republicans are doing is trying to deny people of color the right to vote.
That's it. Death row inmates for Bernie.
That's the most offensive thing. And nobody's trying to take away President Trump, of all people. He's been celebrating the fact that African-American unemployment is at the lowest in the history of the country.
Yeah, he wants them to turn out.
And Bernie won't celebrate that. But then he wants to give felons in prison the right to vote while they're in prison. We're for everybody being able to vote one time in each election. And they're having problems with those kind of laws that make sure that you have the integrity of the vote for everybody. Protect everybody's right to vote, except felons.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
By the way, this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Sam Peters, my buddy, my pal at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call my buddy Sam right now. You tell him Kevin sent you, would you please? He's waiting for your call. Call Sam, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. When was the last time you had an insurance review? Call Sam right now. Stick around. Coming up, you know what we do? Final segment, final half hour of the show. You tell us what you want to talk about. We're going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Melissa Hardy had a committee hearing and could not be with us. We have rescheduled her, okay? So we'll get a chance to hear from Melissa Hardy coming up in the next couple of days. Stick around. More to do as we continue Live and Local now.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. The major averages are higher in afternoon trading after several big companies reported better than expected financial results. Shares of Apple, CVS Health, and Mondelez climbing following the company's first quarter earnings results. The latest example of better than feared numbers boosting stocks. And the Federal Reserve wrapping up its two-day policy meeting. And as expected, the central bank will be holding interest rates steady to 2.25% to 2.5%, maintaining a policy of patience on rates. The Fed is still watching the global economy and financial developments. And CVS Health reporting a stronger than expected first quarter with a 42% spike in profits, with the drugstore chain raising its outlook for the year. Its sales rose due to growth in its Aetna health insurance business, and it was making more money from brand name drugs. Back in November, CVS completed its nearly $70 billion acquisition of health insurer Aetna. Shares of CVS are up around 5% today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu, the Attorney General before Senate Committee talking revelations regarding the Russia probe.
We first heard that the special counsel's decision not to decide the obstruction issue at the March 5th meeting when he came over to the department, and we were frankly surprised that they were not going to reach a decision on obstruction.
Barr later out with his own letter saying he determined from the Mueller investigation that obstruction charges against the president were not warranted, even though Democrats pushed him about the president asking then White House counsel Don McGahn to get rid of Robert Mueller.
I do not think in this case that the government could show corrupt intent beyond a reasonable doubt.
And a piece of space history going under the hammer, the detailed manual used by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to land on the moon, getting auctioned off in July. Christie's said it could go for up to $9 million. This is Fox News.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th, Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th. Happy Mother's Day from Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation.
Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. You know what we do in our final half hour of the show. We give you the opportunity to essentially talk about what interests you. We do it each and every day. And we give you that opportunity. In fact, you got the opportunity right now. Here's the number. You've been trying to get through. You've been getting a busy signal all morning. I don't blame you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, in fact, I'll be headed there for lunch, I think, this afternoon. Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I love this place. Okay, we'll get to your calls in just a couple of minutes. But I wanted you to hear more of the sound, because this is amazing stuff, what is going on right now. What is going on now is, to me, the Democrats not knowing what to do. This is a Republican-led committee. You've heard from Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham has been just amazing. I want you to hear, though, because there's another major story that's going on, and that is the attempted coup in Venezuela. And by the way, I've been to that region of the world. There is an island off the coast of Honduras that is like 18 miles. I think it's called Roatan, and it's like 18 miles from the Venezuelan coast. And what they get a lot of refugees from Venezuela. And so I understand what's going on in that part of the world. But I want you to hear Mike Pompeo. This is cut one. And this is Mike Pompeo, who was on with Wolf Blitzer, sizing up that coup attempt in Venezuela.
We've seen the violence on the streets of Caracas and elsewhere. It certainly looks like Maduro is not going to go without a significant fight. So here's the question. What specifically is the United States prepared to do if Maduro arrests Guaido?
Well, I'm not going to get into specifics, but we've made very clear we would consider that a major escalation. Wolf, we've watched throughout the day. It's been a long time since anyone has seen Maduro. He had an airplane on the tarmac. He was ready to leave this morning, as we understand it, and the Russians indicated he should stay. We think the situation remains incredibly fluid. We know that there were senior leaders inside the Maduro government that were prepared to leave. They told us as much over the past few weeks, and we're convinced that the Venezuelan people are going to get their democracy back.
So if you say he was getting ready to head over to the airport and the Russians talked him out of it, are the Russians responsible now for what's going on?
We've made clear all along, Wolf, that Maduro is surrounded by Cubans and has been supported by Russians there in Venezuela. And we've told the Russians and we've told the Cubans that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to starve people. It's unacceptable to allow sick children not to be able to get their medicine. The nations of the region, the Lima Group, the Organization of American States are all demanding that we get democracy restored and that we get dignity back to this once great nation. It's a country that has the capacity for great wealth, and the United States is prepared to stand with the Venezuelan people to support the interim government, to help a free and fair election take place, and then to build back this country.
I'm just going to tell you, not everybody's happy with the way America is conducting itself. I happen to think this is a very, very complex issue. And I don't pretend to be an expert on it, but I know it is very complex. You got the Russians, you got the Iranians, you got the Cubans, and they're all hanging around. Nobody knows what they're doing, but they're hanging around. And Tucker Carlson, I thought, had a pretty good handle on this. And he criticized Trump and Pompeo for even talking about all, you know, everything's on the table, meaning the possibility of a military conflict so close to us in Central America, Central and South America, that this is something that we probably should not do. This is cut number three, and this was Tucker Carlson. I want you to listen to his rationale. Tell me if it makes sense. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
Do you think that our presence there would make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. I was down the Venezuelan border last Wednesday. This is just pure genocide. Maduro is killing his own citizen.
Is it worth, though, however strongly you feel, sir, losing American men and women to do just that?
Neil, here's what's going to happen. We are in the process. If we don't win today, we are going to have Syria in this hemisphere. So we can either make sure something happens now, or we can deal with this for decades to come. If we care about families, if we care about the human race, if we care about our fellow worldwide citizens, then we've got to step up and stop this genocide.
All right. Just want to make sure that's clear. If you care about families and you care about the human race, if you want to stop genocide, you will send your children to Venezuela to fight right now without even thinking about it, without even weighing the consequences. You'll just do it, assuming you're a good person. Of course, if you don't care about families or the human race, if for some reason you despise human happiness and support genocide, then you'll want to join Satan's team and embrace isolationism, the single most immoral of all worldviews. That's what they're telling you. That's what they're demanding you believe. Message received. We've heard it before. But before the bombers take off, let's just answer a few quick questions, starting with the most obvious. When was the last time we successfully meddled in the political life of another country? Has it ever worked? How are those democracies we set up in Iraq, in Libya, in Syria, and Afghanistan tonight? How would Venezuela be different? Please explain and take your time. Next, are we prepared for the refugees a Venezuelan war would inevitably produce? A study by the Brookings Institution found that a collapse of the Venezuelan government could force 8 million people to leave that country. Many of them would come here. Lawmakers in this country propose giving them temporary protected status. That would let even illegal arrivals live and work here, in effect, permanently, as many have before, with no fear of deportation. Are we prepared for that? Are we prepared to absorb millions of new Venezuelan migrants? All of them great people, no question, but many with little education or skills or English. Finally, how exactly is any of this good for the United States? Our sanctions on Venezuela have already spiked our gas prices. That hurts our struggling middle class more than virtually anything we could do. So what's the point of doing that? So our lawmakers can feel like good people? And if they are indeed good people, why do they seem to care more about Venezuela than they care about this country, the one that they run? They're happy to send our military to South America at the first sign of chaos, but U.S. troops to our own border to stem the tide of 100,000 uninvited arrivals a month? No way, they tell us. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. No, he's right. He has figured this thing out. You want to join us? We're going to get to your calls on the other side of the break at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the great things about our wall-to-wall free-for-all is you get a chance to dictate the subject matter. It could be something we talked about earlier in the show. It could be something we talked about earlier in the week. Our lines were jammed and you couldn't get through. I understand. Or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And it's coming up next on Live and Local Now. All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah,
grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Great to have you with us. One of the things that I know is that you have a very busy life. I communicate with a lot of you via social media, text, email, everything. And I know you have a busy life. And you have a lot of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone in the morning. And that's why we've created, this is so cool. We've created something brand new for you. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. In fact, you can go there right now, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. And you can get all 3 hours of our show. You miss our first hour, not a problem. You just go to you just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, and go to hour one, and you'll be able to hear hour one in its entirety. Hour two in its entirety. Number three in its entirety. It's user-friendly, and it's free. So try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Now, for those of you that don't know what we're doing right now, what you don't know is that we have an opportunity for you right now for you to essentially take over the show. Because in this final segment, we talk about what it is that matters to you. We make it easy. By the way, coming up before the end of the hour, another edition of Nevada Voices. Yeah. We'll be doing that coming up about 10 minutes from now. Anyway, tell you what, let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Whoops. Are they on hold or are they? I don't think they're on hold. Are they on hold? It doesn't look like it. It's not blinking. Let's see what the deal is. Okay, where we're going to find out. But yeah, the phone, the line was not blinking. So I guess yeah, we had a problem with that. Let's go to Frank instead. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Two things, both in conjunction and related to each other. One retired cop, Bob Irwin, had a great show on the weekend called The Gun Show. And he had an attorney, and a lot of times he would have a county sheriff. Here in Nevada. But what blew my mind, and here a lot of people, it's like, wow, Nevada, the wild, wild west, not so wild. I never forgot, I said, what country am I in? When the attorney said this, yeah, you went, you bought your Second Amendment, you've got it, you're better off running. I bought a gun, Kevin, so I could run away. He says, you're better off running away. Why? I defend myself, my gun is confiscated, I sit in jail with the bail amount. For self-defense, mind you. Hold that thought. Kevin, is it okay if we play a quick game of hypothetical?
Okay. Keep it in the ballpark. That's all I ask.
Yes. We're at Temple. We're Jews. We know the California and New York laws. Relative, most unconstitutional thing in your life, these two states. We go to Temple with our right to defend ourselves. We catch the guy coming in, hypothetically, the security guard, we hear a bang. The security guard goes down. We take him out. We're arrested for murder. Our guns are confiscated, and there we sit. And even though we had mass or services on tape, the tapes are confiscated. You tell me what country we're living in, Kevin.
Good point. Good point. Where the people, most states have what I guess you'd call them Good Samaritan laws. But it's like the guy in the church down in Texas, where he literally went inside his house, picked up his weapon, and went out and confronted the shooter across the street. I mean, that's amazing stuff. I think we got Alex back. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Alex?
I want to say that what's going on in Washington with these hearings is exactly the reason why I, as a Hispanic, and a lot of Hispanics that I know have left the Democratic Party. It is amazing. I think it was Lindsey Graham, I think, was saying to replace the name of Donald Trump for Hillary Clinton with all those charges that were, well, not charges, but all that evidence that was up against Hillary Clinton. And he says, I wonder what the media would be saying. I'm astounded by what's going on in this country. It is, in my book, and my parents that brought me here back in the 60s to the United States, and what a great move that was. We're astounded. I mean, we wish that Donald Trump had been the president since the 1980s. I don't think this country would be in the mess it is right now on a lot of fronts. It's a pretty sad situation that somebody actually comes to this, to the presidency, tries to do the opposite of what every other president has ever done. And they hate him. I can't even believe they hate him. As a Hispanic, I don't want to become like Venezuela or Cuba or Mexico or any of those countries. We got to stand up for what is right and what he's doing. I don't agree with everything he does, but I'd say about 90% of it. And I'm so upset about the Democratic Party. I am doing my best on Spanish radio to educate the Hispanics. And you know what? There's some people that I've been able to convince, and they're starting to sound like Republicans. And I think if we make an effort, we can win the 2020 easily again.
Alex, quick question, though, because yes. You're a consumer yes. of that product. I am not. I keep hearing from my Hispanic friends that there aren't a lot of friends of the Trump administration on places like Univision. Is that true?
Exactly. Absolutely. It's horrendous. It's horrible. There's a local, even here in town, I'm not going to mention the radio station, but what they say about Donald Trump, and it's horrible. But more worse than that, I would like the Anglo people, Caucasian people that do not like Donald Trump, they had better wake up, because what is heard on the Spanish radio political shows is racism against white people. And let me tell you something, if there's ever riots in this country, they're not going to be asking white people, are you Democrat or are you a Republican? They're going to assume you're a Trump supporter. So you better wake up that not everybody that comes to this country loves this country like I do. Okay?
Alex.
So yes, Univision is horrible.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that from more than one person. There's not just anecdotal evidence I'm hearing. I'm assuming they do have a political agenda. Oh, my gosh. You know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. It's finally that point in the legislative session when things begin to move really quick. Suddenly a bill that seemed dead yesterday is going to be voted on tomorrow. A proposal that looked like it would sail through last week is suddenly killed with no warning. Yeah, things are moving fast at this point, and it's hard to keep up with all of it. That's why lobbyists, lawmakers, activist groups, even everyday Nevadans are turning to Nevada Policy's online legislative bill tracker to keep up to speed with everything that's happening in Carson City. On our tracker, we're closely following around 100 bills that will directly impact your taxes, your business, and your pocketbook. And we're updating it daily. Plus, every week, we highlight the most important things that happened and let folks know what issues they need to get involved in if they want to put pressure on their lawmakers. So go to NevadaPolicy.org today so that you can keep an eye on how exactly Nevada's legislature is trying to spend your hard-earned money. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Tomorrow, very excited, Melissa Hardy will join us at 11 o'clock. She was very apologetic. She got caught in a meeting that would not end. And when you're at these hearings, you got to stay to the end. Understand. But she has promised she'll be with us tomorrow at 11 o'clock. She's from District 22. And she's actually making a difference in Carson City. We'll find out. Because I tell you what, not a lot of bills are being passed. Maybe that's a good thing. When you're in the minority, maybe that's a good thing. But we're down to the final roughly 5 weeks of the 80th Nevada legislature. We're into week 13. By the way, tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root. I always love Thursdays because he is so incredibly honest. Wayne, you know, War is so honest. Sometimes to a fault, he gets himself in trouble from time to time, and he doesn't really care. He'll join us coming up tomorrow on this very, very radio program. I can't believe we have come. Is it possible we've come to the end? Is that right? That's unbelievable. Want to thank our entire crew. Want to thank Ashley, Jameson, Andrew Paul. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. There's a lot of stuff you could be doing. I'm just glad you're joining us. We'll have more on the Bill Barr testimony. He's also scheduled to testify before the House, a House committee, but they want staff lawyers to interrogate him. And William Barr is saying, I'm not going to show up. We'll see where that game of political chicken's going. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Thank you so much for joining us live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's getting political and personal. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A hearing on Attorney General William Barr's handling of the Mueller report turning testy at times. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono used her allotment of time to accuse Attorney General Barr of condoning the president's alleged obstruction of justice.
The American people know that you are no different from Rudy Giuliani or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office.
And that brought this rebuke from Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham.
Listen, you've slandered this man.
Yeah, what I sort of want to know is how did